Now, it says the Lord hates people with twisted hearts. Now, see, there's one of these hearts we're talking about. He doesn't like it when your heart is twisted and it has that anger and hatred and resentment in your heart. The Lord hates that. He said, but he delights in those who have integrity. You tell somebody you're going to do something, what should you do?
Do
what you told them. You know, I mean, I see people all the time that'll tell you they're going to do something, and they don't no more mean that. You know, it's amazing. And in fact, I put a man to the test. He doesn't know it. On this last week, a man did something for me, and he told me he would do something else for me if I would go ahead and give him a little bit extra money. So I said, okay, I'll give you the extra money. Now I'm going to find out if he does what he said. And if he doesn't, I'm going to say, Lord, get him. Get him, Lord. He lied to me. Get him. Ruin his business. Put him on the ground. You know, I'm turning him over to you because God hates men that don't do what he hates men that doesn't hold true to integrity, right? He told me what he would do if I gave him the money. I gave him the money. Now we're going to wait and see if he does what he says. Lord, I hope he does what he says. I definitely hope he does because I don't want him to be a man that's not of integrity. If you tell somebody you're going to do something, do it. Whatever it takes. You know, when I think about this kind of a story, I think about a man. Years ago, I went down to the valley, a little valley down in South Texas, down close to Del Rio and Eagle Pass. There's a little valley down there, a beautiful little thing, irrigated, grows beautiful crops. I went down there to visit some people. And while I was down there, I saw this land, and I thought, wow. And I flew in there in a little 150, and it was beautiful. I flew from Corpus Christi up there, and I'm flying across this desert, it looks like, and all of a sudden, here's this little watered spot. I thought, man, is that beautiful. Well, I had an aunt and uncle that lived down there, and so went by to see him, and he was driving me around showing me this, and I drove by, and there's a guy had 35 acres of land. It says, for sale. I said, wonder what he wants for that. No, he told me what he wanted for it, $450 an acre. I said, hey, I'd like to buy that for $450 an acre. And so we went to talk to him, and the guy said, yeah, I'll sell it to you. He said, but I really don't want to sell it to you now. I have a for sale sign on it. But he said, I've already sold a couple of other pieces of property, and if I sell that one too, he said, I'll have to pay too much income tax this year. So he said, I'd rather lease it to you till January the 1st, and then you buy it after January the 1st next year. I said, no problem. I'll do that. And he said, well, he had a crop of alfalfa already growing on it. So he said, if you'll just pay me this much, you can have the crop and everything. I said, hey, I'll do it. All I got to do is come in here and mow it. I said, let's go down to Eagle Pass, and let's sign a little contract and get a lawyer to notarize it. Oh, no, no. He said, I'm a man of my word. I said, well, I'm a man of my word, too. But I said, you know, I mean, of course, back in those days, I was 35 years old, and he was an old man, about 60 or 65, you know. And when you're 35 and you're 65, you think, this guy's ancient. And I thought, you know, you might die, you know, and then I'd have to deal with your wife, and I don't have any idea what she might do. And I said, no, 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 I won't do it like that at all. I said, let's just run down there, and I said, if it costs us anything, I'll just pay it. But I'd rather have a contract signed so that on or before January the 1st this next year, I come down and give you the escrow money. And he wanted to carry the note on it. So I said, okay, I'll make payments to you at whatever interest and everything. So we went down. He didn't want to do it. He said, I'm a man of integrity. I said, well, me too. But, you know, something might happen. Anyway, we went down there. I wouldn't have it no other way. Amen. I went down there, signed everything, did everything, paid him the money for the lease on it for the whole year, paid my part, and then on the 26th of December, I flew down to Eagle Pass. I'd already I'd cut the alfalfa several times that year. It had been real good. I went down there after the day after Christmas. I flew down there look at the crops and so forth. And then I went down to the lawyer's office, and I said, I come to give you my $5,000 escrow money on the place. Oh, he said, but the man said, you changed your mind. You weren't going to buy it. I said, no, sir. I didn't change my mind at all. Well, he said, he told me that you wasn't coming. I said, what's that contract say? He says, only before January the 1st, if you show up to pay your $5,000, the place is yours. I said, here's my check. He said, well, okay. He certainly was in here this last week. He said, you wasn't going to buy it. I said, well, I haven't changed my mind. Here's my money. So I give him the check, and I went back out the place, and just about an hour, he was out there. He said, Thurman, he said, I've decided I don't want to sell the place. I said, you know, sir, I signed a contract with you back in March, and it said if I put this money down on or before January 1st, the place is mine, and you would carry the remainder of the note at 8% interest for the next 5 years. He said, well, I know that's what we signed, but I've decided I do not want to sell it. I said, sir, I'm sorry. I mean, I got a written contract, and it's done. It's over. I mean, the place is mine. He said, is there any way I can talk you out of it? I said, no, sir. No, sir. No way. Okay, so he left. About 2 hours later, another man showed up. And he said, hi, I'm so-and-so. And he said, I want to buy this place. I said, sir, it's not for sale. He said, but the gentleman that owned it told me he'd sell it to me. And I said, sir, he'd already sold it to me. And I said, how much money did he tell you that he'd sell it to you for? He said, well, I came down here and saw it, and I just offered him $650 an acre for it. He didn't even tell me what he wanted. I just told him, I looked at it and said, hey, I'll give $650 an acre for this place. He said, I'll sell it to you. And he said, you'll have to buy it after the 1st of January. I said, oh, now I found out what kind of a man of integrity he was. You find out, right? Now, if I hadn't had that in writing, guess what? He would have booted me off. He'd have sold it to that other guy for $200 an acre more. And we find out what men are made out of when it comes to money. You know, there's some of them out there that are great men of integrity. You know, if everything goes down and somebody, instead of $450 an acre, and I had verbally told him, I'll take it, and everything went down and the land's only going to be worth 300. Now, he'd have been, now you told me, you guaranteed me you'd give me 450 an acre. I'm going to hold you at your word. Yeah. See? Isn't it amazing? But when it goes the other way, you know, he didn't want to sell it. He tried to talk me out of it. And I found out, you know, the Lord delights in those who have integrity. Now, if he'd have been a real man of integrity, he would have never come back and said anything to me. He'd have told that other guy, he said, I'm sorry, I've already sold it to Thurman. I've already got a contract signed. If he hadn't had a contract signed, if he'd have been a man of integrity, he said, boy, you make it tempting, but I'm sorry, I'm a man of my word, and I already told Thurman I'd sell it to him for $450 an acre. And he did. But there's not a lot of men you can trust. That's why you have to have lawyers and deals and contracts, and then contracts on the contracts, and then contracts on the contracts on the contracts. Usually three sets of lawyers. Used to, some men would shake hands, and it was a binding deal because we had men that knew they were responsible to God. But today, the average man, he don't even believe there's a God. He don't know there's any consequences for not believing God. So he's just out there to fatten his own pocketbook. You know that? And that's all they care about. So the Lord hates people with twisted hearts. There's a lot of them out there with twisted hearts. But the Lord don't like it. And I'm going to tell you, that will bring forth sickness and disease into men's body, and it'll bring forth an early death. It will. And in fact, I was amazed today. I was just telling somebody today. I said, I remember, somebody asked me who, in fact, I think it was Philip. He asked me a man that was here Sunday and his wife. And he said, I can't think of their name. When he told me, I told him exactly who they were. And I he said, you know, I should have known them because I used to see them at the church in Justin all the time. I said, you know, that man, when they first started coming to Justin, they hadn't been coming long. They started coming to my Bible study. And I says, one of the other men in the church up here, he virtually never came. Now, his wife came every Sunday. Now, this man's in his late 30s at the time, young man, but he had a whole lot rather take his beautiful boat and go to the lake on Sunday and fish and let his wife and kids come to church. I mean, you know, church is for women and kids, you know, it's not for men. And so he goes to the lake. So there was a 55 or 60 year old man with him one Sunday, and they were out fishing on Lake Louisville. And right out in the middle of the lake, I don't know whether they hit a log or what, but the boat, whew, upside down, and he, the young man, drowned. Now, the old man, he managed to swim a half a mile and lived. He got out, but the young man didn't. Well, they hunted that lake. They searched that lake for 4 or 5 days for his body, and they never did find it. So Sunday morning, whenever I come into church, somebody told me, said, Thurman, you know they haven't found so-and-so's body yet. I said, oh, gee, I hate that. I said, you know, I know this woman. I love her and her children. They're here all the time. They're such a sweet family. But I said, I know the husband never comes. But I says, I know they would want to find the body to bury it. I just can't fathom. I said, I told this man, I said, come upstairs with me. He said, what are we going to do? I said, we're going to pray. We're going to stand on God's word. And we're going to ask the Lord, according to Matthew 18:19, to send an angel to bring that body to the surface today so, and let it be found today so that family can bury that body. Amen. So John and I went upstairs. We knelt down in a little room up there at the First Baptist Church in Justin, and I prayed and asked the Lord to do that. I said, John, do you agree with me? He said, I do. John was just barely beginning to learn a little bit about how to walk in faith. We came downstairs, and one of the men came in and says, do you know that they haven't found so-and-so's body yet? I said, yeah, but they're going to find it today. He said, how do you know that? I said, because if this book's true, and I know it is, I prayed. And I prayed in agreement with John, and I'm going to guarantee you they're going to find his body today. Wow, that night. Whenever we came back to church that night, I think it was Phil's dad, I think, told me. He said, Thurman, do you know what happened right after lunch today? I said, no. I said, what do you mean? He said, they found that man's body. He said, this morning in Sunday school, when you were so bold and you said you guarantee they're going to find that body today, and I thought, how do you know that? And you said, you stood on the Word of God and they had to find it today. And he said, and they did. Isn't that amazing? God honors faith. But your proclamation has to be out of a clean heart, not a twisted heart, a man of integrity. Now, if you're not a man of integrity, if you just did some kind of a bad deal and cheated somebody this week, don't try to come to church and pray and ask God to do something because he ain't going to show up.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.